our sexuality.
A podcast where we talk about our sexualities, LGBTQIA+, and dating, so much more. Before we start the episode, do want to hear from you. Hookup stories, dating stories, anything. Email at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. We also have a Patreon, where we have a lot of exclusive content. TikTok Crew for $5. The Tenth Big for $10. The VIP Plus for $20. I'm Jermaine Galindo.
I'm Tyron Simon.
Yes, and we're going to talk about nightlife. So, nightlife's really fun. What was your nightlife consist of?
Well, I don't really go out for leisure as much as I used to in my youth. Because, okay, I think I talked about it on the podcast. When I was in college, there was this one gay bar that would let me drink underage. Mm-hmm. So I would go there and have a good time. That's how I, because at that point, I stopped watching Drag Race. So I missed season 6.
Oh.
But season 7 was playing. So I watched most of season 7 because...
So you missed a good season?
I mean...
That's a great season.
I was in college. I had other things.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I love season 6.
I mean, season 6 had a lot of stars, but only one could win.
I mean, that's not the whole point. Season 6 had, like, a lot of drama. A lot of catchphrases still come from season 6.
Yeah. But I think...
Yeah, Skull.
But I...
My mom.
That black scent, I couldn't do it with
Wakanda. Well, it's weird. So, like,
Don't get me wrong, I like her, but...
Sometimes people don't realize that gay speak and black speak and also came from ballroom culture. So, like, say if she was Latinx, you would probably excuse it more.
Mm-hmm.
So, her being a pure white bird is a different story there. But this is about nightlife.
Yeah, so... And by the way, I will defend this until the end. People love the shit on season 7, but maybe because this is a good time in my life, and I will go to this bar and have so much fun.
Yeah, it sounds like you're tipsy, so you probably like, this is great, where it was like, it was okay. It was a fun show, I promise you. I love all the seasons the same. I love most of them. My favorite season is season 8.
Okay, see, you cut me off. You cut me off because you know what I'm going to say. But anyway, I will say this to the end. Season 7 has a lot more stars than people think there are.
I mean, it's a great season. It's a season where, we both don't know it. Season 7 is one of those shows, seasons where it's like, it should have been more performances going on than
acting challenges. Yeah.
Because a lot of them were performers. And a lot of other ones were, like, aesthetic-pleasing people. So they changed the format because a lot of them were, like, I have looks. I have an aesthetic. I have the way I love to look and dress. And all of them were both. But they were, like, I have aesthetic. Except Miss Fame.
Yeah. But, however, yeah. So okay. When I think back to nightlife, I think about that nostalgia. Me being like 19, 20 in the club. My first gay bar. So, I just think back to that magical time now. Looking back now, that club was grungy. That club was dirty. People was giving blowjobs in the bathroom. And the owner was just letting it happen, even though he could lose his club. And he knew what was going on. But
they got nowhere else to have sex at.
Baby,
it's popping off.
Baby, let me tell you. If the people, the inspection people come in, up in there, see that? Your license is snatched, okay?
They know who all the inspection pieces are.
And it's hard to get it back.
Okay.
So.
It's a gay bar. They knew they were going to.
I mean, but still, no. They don't play that. Yeah, so, I mean, now more so, like, if I'm going to a club, I'm either going to see more drag performers because I miss seeing shows. I miss going out and seeing drag shows and stuff like that. So if I'm going out, it's to see a drag performer or to go out with my boyfriend, because my boyfriend likes to go out when we're together. So nightlife for me is like just very...
It sounds very grand.
It's not grand. It's just here and there for me. Because I'm not someone that's like, oh, then let's go out to the club every single week I'm off and let's get blasted and let's just... Yeah, that's not me.
But see, that's not what nightlife is always about.
That's for most people.
So, like, nightlife is really what you take of it. Because, like, pre-pandemic, me and nightlife was my goal. I wanted to be a club kid when I was younger. And I didn't know if I was going to be drinking or anything like that. I just knew I was, like, going to be interesting. I didn't know if I was going to learn how to sell and stuff. But I was like, I want to be one of the people in the clubs. I want to be fun. I want to make a moment. I want to be the memories.
So you wanted to be Studio 54?
No, not Studio 54. Like, there's so many different scenes. Like, we had a lot of jazz back in, I think, early 2000s. I don't know if it came back or not. I wanted to be part of that. Like, I wanted to at least... be the dapper thing. And also, I like the fact that, like, there were grunge bars and stuff like that. I love a lot of rock music. I wanted to do that. I worked third shift, so that was not really a possibility. I went out only in my 20s. I went out once around the time I, like, lost a lot of, like, in 2016. And I looked really cute that night. I went out with my friend, using that on. And we went downtown Winston to like 2 or 3 places. Mm-hmm. And I got kind of tipsy. And I took them home. But that was it. Whereas like the last, when I started my comedy career, my nightlife now is mostly filled with a lot of laughter and then talking shit afterwards or being outside of places while things close and we just chit chat. So it's wild to say this. Nightlife has changed for me as a person because I'm a part of nightlife. So, I am considered an entity of nightlife. I frequent certain places, like Monster Cage. Recently, Friday, we had a show, and then afterwards, I did a hang. I was supposed to go to work, and I didn't go to work. And then, it was talking to this one guy that was a loner, a very introverted person, that didn't feel like he was seen. It's funny, he was white. But... and just straight. And he was a good one.
We're not going to get into that.
No, I wasn't.
No. It was no. Because I was about to say something. I was like, we're not going to get into that. But yeah.
I mean, I think he was... No, what was he? He said he was open to anything. And I was like, that's cool. He was a comic. So I was like, nothing.
Open to anything.
I think it was open. So he seemed like he was by curiosity.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, like, he was who he was. And I kind of graduated him to like just mostly a bi-curious straight man, cisgender straight man. But it's a spectrum.
Give me his Instagram when we get off this.
It's not gonna happen. He does not want the thickums.
He does not want the thickums.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think he's the top. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, personally speaking, I don't know all that. And talking to him while my friends are around, I didn't win the competition. So, I have another show that's happening. Actually, as this episode happens, I'll show tonight. And, how can I say it without saying crazy? I went from, like, hanging out with him, and then at a certain part, like, this a really, really pretty young lady came out, and I was like, wow, she's beautiful. And there's two comics that were, like, talking to her and stuff like that. So, you know, long story short, we went from talking more and more outside, talking about people's signs, when people's birthday was. I knew what their two birthdays were because one of their birthdays was like the week before. And the other birthday, I was actually literally there celebrating his birthday. Very funny. And she was Pisces. And afterwards, we went to the Waffle House.
Well, sorry to get this. Sorry to get off topic but... You said zodiac signs, and I'd like to point out that in our episode about zodiac signs, the person I was dating at the time, I got his zodiac sign totally wrong. I think I said this, but I'm not sure. But it was just so embarrassing. But the person that I'm dating now is a Virgo, and apparently we're very, like,
compatible.
Compatible, yeah. That had nothing to do with what you said. I just wanted to throw that in there.
You do this a lot. Okay. Back to her being a Pisces.
Well. Uh-huh. Well, on this podcast, uh-huh, I throw random shit in there. You interrupt a lot, so.
Okay, well, I'm glad you interrupted too. It's so nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
Yay. So, the Pisces woman, the Aries man, the Virgo man, and I think that one's a Libra. Yeah. So, we were in our car going to Waffle House. And I was like, I don't know why, but I feel like they're I was like, I hope they're open. This is at 3:00. You find out in nightlife, guess what? Because of pandemic.
Yeah, like half the shit ain't open.
They're closed. They're open, but you like an order. Anyone from us ordering, and then like, it's funny because this young lady was let me read it, and she had to pee, and I was like, oh shit, where are you gonna pee? She went inside, back and like, can I use that? And they're like, nah, baby. And the thing is, like, it was up the street here, like, by where we're at.
I was pissed in the back.
So, like, I was like, oh, there's a laundromat right there. So, I hope she went inside the laundromat. You know, laundromats are 24/7, I hope. So.
Some of them, I've just recently realized not all of them are.
Oh, so sorry for your loss. You needed a connector.
Look,
you need to get that for Christmas.
a connector? What are you talking
about? Washer and dryer connector.
I do have a washer and dryer.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying back when I used to use them.
I won't do that now. Yeah.
Listen, when you're in college, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Sorry for those people that go to college. No, you would never.
No, but.
I wish the fuck I would.
Look, side note, I used to have so many fucking quarters because of.
No.
Of laundry in downtown Charleston.
The only time I went to the laundry mat, yeah. This is actually funny because it was a nightlife adventure. I was talking to one dude around October. We met through a crazy ass way. We met through online version and met and everything like that. And he was at this boarding house and he had to wash his clothes and stuff. And then we almost had sex. I think he was trying to do something. He was trying to get
in the laundry room. You know what? I had several opportunities to do stuff in the laundry room.
No laundry mat, no laundry room.
Or whatever. I did not take them, but now I wish I did. But anyway,
it was a while. I think it was, it's 2015. 2015, that's when that happened. And then, like, it could have almost fully went down, but I was like, I don't think this is happening. He was a great bottom, though. He was trying to do the opposite version. And I was like, oh, no, I am first. Once you take it up, I don't like to be first for everybody. He's like,
So you're selectively first?
Yes.
I mean,
I don't want anybody. You can't
I don't blame you.
But the crazy thing is, so like, but for that scenario, I get home to my 4. And one of the comics, because, we're like friends and everything, he saw my phone and he saw my purse. And I was like, you're doing too much. He said, who is that? I was like,
Oh, no, you won't be asking questions, nigga.
I mean, no, I see you too. I said, I was like, I went from you doing, you still drunk. You doing too much. I don't share my person like that. Most people, Tom knows my person. Like
he hasn't shown me a picture of
him. I don't know him. He might not even know his name.
It's so rude. So, it's so rude.
Nightlife for me now is funny because I work third. I've actually done nightlife since I was 18, but as far as like entertainment purposes, it's been almost 2 years since I've been like an open micer and like doing nighttime shows and stuff. So most of my nightlife starts on Monday. I do Monday Marcy Cades mostly, and then Tuesday's the only day like I really have off. Because I'm doing like improv, and people want to hang and stuff after, but I really can't because like I gotta work. It's late. Then Wednesdays I do different mic almost every week. So like those are different type of hangs, but like most of that consists of just eating food and stuff. But Thursday is like my most iconic night.
Okay, baby, I'm saying this because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You putting a lot of information where you gonna be at out. On this podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. This is not home. So, like, We do decide, like, people want to, we do a lot of stuff for safety purposes and stuff like that.
Yeah, you do realize that like, someone went to murk you, they could.
So, like, the thing is, nightlife, to survive, nightlife has to happen somehow. For us to make it happen, since I'm a comic, I have to make sure people know where I'm going to be. Me telling where I'm at in my local, like, say, from Winston-Salem, Kernersville, Greensboro, I'm sometimes in High Point. That's a goal. You have to let people know where you're cold. You have to go following.
But it's not good. I need you to invest in the gun, though.
But that, I won't do that. But that's not my goal. I don't want to have a gun unless I'm living on. No. And that's not a point. I would never. But more of the story, okay, as true. Far as I'm just like, nightlife is funny and it's difficult because say if I lived alone, I would never tell you I'm free or available. I normally only do nightlife, like pictures and photos and stuff the next night. I never post the same day. Until recently, I never post the same day. Unless, like, because I did morning workouts and evening workouts, so I can show people proof to keep myself accountable. Whereas nightlife, you just don't. Like, because it's more like, hey, I'll be here at this time. Please come out. I do have someone at my house. They will kill. We don't play them games. We also have cats. They also know how to kill.
Listen, I just don't play them games because, like, especially, like, I don't know.
But you're a homeowner now.
Listen, no, but I'm a true crime. I'm a true crime addict. I don't play them games.
See, you get fucking shot. Play with me. I mean, like, I live a dangerous life. I'm a black gay man. And I'm trapping. My health alone can kill me. I don't need that. I like watching romantic comedies. I like watching funnies. I like being a funny. I like laughter. And I like music. Why do people listen to something? There's so much true crime in this zeitgeist that I'm like, what is going on?
Okay, listen. I'm not trying to be in the back of someone's van with a butt plug and bondaged up to some fucking truck. So that has happened to someone.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm not against that or for it. I mean, hey, king is king.
No. Not consensual.
As far as nightlife purposes, like, you know, we're sort of in the same field, so like it's a difference. Like, there's a karaoke night that people go to. There's also like musicians that are local that people like. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday, one of those nights at Monster Cave. That's like for musicians, and like Thursday's open mic for like Viewers Kettle, Kernersville.
Wait,
you for musicians.
It sounds you said magicians for a second, but okay.
Musicians.
Okay.
So, and then, like, there's a Tuesday open mic that's for comics and musicians. So, and that's in Green Bean. I can never go to those. But more of the story is, I speak on that. But I feel like nightlife is fun. And it depends on the person. I've never really been into drinking. And I don't really do, like, any type of drugs unless it's ibuprofen. My bones hurt. So,
you know what? Now that you say, I've never seen you drink anything alcoholic. So
like, from time to time, I do drink because I went to Fat Tuesdays and I did like a night hang. Yeah, I lie.
Let's go to Fat Tuesdays for your birthday.
I don't know if that's a possibility, but sure.
Okay.
I don't want to lie. I'm a pretty busy bitch. I'm my birthdays out.
See, they. He be trying to avoid me and stuff.
It's not about avoidance. It's
so rude.
I'm just
joking.
Yeah, it's a thing. But Fat Tuesday was fun. They had a comedy night.
Have you been to the Wimmero Beach?
No. The only time I've been was to this particular one. And I won't lie, it is strict. You got in one way. You got to have your ID ready. I was like, where do you order from? Everybody had their phones out. I don't have an iPhone. I was very confused and very frightened looking. They gave me a mixed drink. It was very fruity. It was really, really good. I was tipsy, laughing, giggly.
Wait, the iPhone? What's the iPhone has to do with it?
Because it's a certain type of screen that takes it. Like, that, I don't know. My phone wasn't playing them games.
Oh, you talking about the menu thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, no, my phone doesn't have trouble with that.
I don't know what my phone will or won't do, and I don't really pressure my phone in those manners because I respect my phone for what it chooses to do. Because my phone respects me.
Listen, my phone got to do stuff that I want to do. So if
no, it's a marriage. Me and my phone, we've been through things. It's seen me fat the whole time, and it shows a lot, and it sees a lot of naked photos of my stomach.
I about to say, okay.
And no one sees those but my man.
But listen,
but what I'm saying about too is before we go to break, at Tuesday, really great. Won't lie, woo, great time. I hope. I'm part of the next lineup. It was great. Them drinks really, really will fuck you up. I glad I only had one.
Yeah.
Because I said if I had two of these, I don't know what I was going to do. And then as the night went on, as the comedy was ending, they had a DJ. I was like, oh, this is fun. I love people wanting to eat there. And then I found out about another comic. It's expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I said, oh.
So if you go on the Fat Tuesdays, eat first.
Yeah, it's best to like... Either eat first or you gotta at least bring 60 down like two, like I thought you 60 to 150 for that type of night. And that's a lot to me.
Yes, yeah, that's very much. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
And we're back.
Yes. We last spoke about the Fat of the Tuesday. Most of the stuff I do is nightlife, though. It's weird as hell people, like, because I have a lot of fun. They have, like, a strong month ahead of me of, like, getting maybe a little tipsy. And then telling some jokes and afterwards, well, being professional before the show and then afterwards doing a lot of promotion for it. It is a lot of promotions to go into it and then figure out, like, who for what crowd. Because I've done so many different rooms for comedy. But, like, a lot of these rooms also are for vibes. So, like, there's a black room I do from time to time. And it's an atmosphere for, like, yes, tell jokes. But also, there's canvases. There are also, like, painting. Also, we can get you a little drunk. Also, buy some stuff. Also, some kinky shit can happen. Nightlife can be anything. Nightlife for me when I was younger was, like, sexual theme time at a certain time. It goes from like let me be off while I'm working daytime. A certain time I go from like if I'm not tired, I go from like it's weird. It goes from like 9 o'clock sane me. 11 o'clock horny kicks in. Until horny doesn't end until like 5 o'clock.
I'm not even gonna sit here and pretend like my nightlife for many years wasn't just trying to hook up.
I mean, that's kind of the fun part about it.
So, yeah.
And the weirdest thing is, like, hookups for, like, as a homosexual and a bisexual. As far as, like, hookup culture for men, it's really funny. Because, like, part of it now is maybe going to a bar, like, when they had Club Snap. I talked about someone about that. And I found out what happened there. So.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
So Club Snap was a gay bar.
Yeah, I know about.
So one of the bartenders I asked about, like, hey, I know I've seen you before. And mm-hmm. I met you before at Club Snap. So I was like, there was something there. What happened? And they had the cave, like the roof was caving in.
Oh.
And so the roof went through. And the owner didn't pay for 1 month of rent. And then they found out the owner was a homophobe. So that was...
Only a gay club.
Well, he... Not the owner, but the guy that leases.
Mm-hmm.
So the lease... The person that owns the club was leasing. He leased it from that person.
Yeah.
So the person that pulled to fix the problem and fix the issues and everything happened. He the guy that was leasing from that place. He didn't do it. So that's why we don't have that type of gay bar anymore. That's mostly foundation about, like, homos. We have Monster K now that says people as they are. So that's good.
Yeah. But...
And sometimes it does suck. Because to have Tracy Mattel talk about Winston-Salem meant, like, oh my God. We fucking happened. And then the gay bar we have is gone.
Okay, so, maybe I should not say this on the podcast, but I would like to eventually open up my own gay bar / restaurant.
I mean, I would,
here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. It's a great thing.
But
there's one in.
But that's years down the line.
So I went to one while I was doing the show in Charlotte. I forgot what it was called, but it was really beautiful. And it was really homo.
Yeah, like, when you get to bigger cities, of course, the gay bars are going to be.
Oh, we have one that's local by Chemistry, Club yeah. Chemistry. And there's a club called Scorpios.
Something like that, yeah.
I think it's a Scorpio. My trainer was talking about that before. My trainer's a lesbian. My former trainer was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she still is. She's married.
And then when I was in Charleston, we had the one that was in West Ashley. It used to be called Connections, the one I used to go to all the time. It's something else now. But and then we had the one downtown,
mm-hmm.
which where all the little twinkies used to go. But they had a bubble party one night, and I went down, and it was very exciting. Mm-hmm. Me and this girl, like, dry humped, and she was, like, trying to get my number, but my friend pulled me away. So yeah. Oh.
Yeah, hot blocker. But I will say, nightlife can have a lot of endless possibilities. Before we go there, we in time was at club. I think it's Chemistry, a Club Chemistry.
Club Chemistry.
Like 2 weeks ago, I just did an open mic and I went to go visit, go see Tyron. And the wildest thing is, I think I'm a good club kid. I think I was like, if I was younger, I would have been like doing so much more. But already going from, like, being funny, getting my jokes,
mm-hmm.
being a vibe, to, like, all right, let's go be gay. And then I realized I'm not the gay I used to be.
Well,
or the gay I pretend to be.
Well, listen, I used to think in my 20s, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in the club all the time. I'm going to be... having all these friends, we got to the. I don't can't give a shit about that no more.
And I think it's weird to say that about that life, because, like, you're still gonna do it. Like, you know, in
right.
a year or two, we'll probably be at a lot of dinner parties. And I still probably be in a lot of, like, bars. Because it's when I'm mostly at bars, I'm not at clubs. So, like, I have one comedy club that I have friends with the most. But other than that, it's mostly, like, a lot of bars. To. Go to a gay club or a club that is LGBTQ friendly, and then most of the thing is just like, hey, vibes. They had at least a food place that was right beside, so we got to eat and drink. And I think the wildest thing is to know, like, ooh, I am too old for this. I am 31, and it's like,
I think you act like you 55.
But it's not that. It's just like I have different goals as a set for myself. Like, I still want marriage. I want me and my person to, first off, have a healthy relationship to the point where when we're ready, we'll be married. When we're ready, we'll have kids. When we're ready, we'll have animals. When we're ready, we'll have multiple homes. You know, we'll travel.
Yeah, well, that takes time.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, those are my goals. As far as, like, a good old fun time for me, talk to me. My mind has to be stimulated. I love ratchet music. I love my music. I love being black. I love being oos, hearing that and be like, all right, hold on, that's my moment. But most of the time I'm doing that is at a gym. When I work out, I get all the feels of the feels. When I'm by myself, I can do all that by myself. I don't need no audience. For what?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. A few nights ago, I had a candlelight dance party in here, so.
See what I'm saying? Like, and it's not, and the weird thing is, like, that's real spiritual, too. Ooh, you just getting the spirits back. Go ahead. Call them ancestors in the room. But to say that that's me now, it's also, it's a different type of spirit within you as a person. Some people be in their 30s, 50s, 60s. If you play a right one song, they be right there with you. I would dance any given time. I would have fun. But that's because I chose to have fun. I don't need no damn song be pumping in. I mean, no, I'm not gonna lie. I've been wanting to go to this one. I wanted Marcy K had like two DJs as a set, and mm-hmm. I wanted to go to that so bad.
What happened?
I was in Greensboro, and I did good friendship, and I built my friendship with multiple people just hanging out instead. So instead of like cutting a rug, being the life of the party, I just was like, all right, well, I'm here. It's Greensboro. Let's talk about things of the things of the things of the things. And I had a Long Island iced tea, which is,
Now listen, they're good if they're made right. So I went to chemistry this past weekend with my man. We had a good time. Listen, I've never seen, you've seen my person. I've never seen him.
Cut a rug?
Yes. Like, literally on the dance floor, drunk, like.
He was about that life.
Apparently, which I never knew.
I think that's the dopest thing to me because, with the right person, it will, like, bring the best out of you. I get that energy mostly, but yeah. I won't lie to most. I like having fun. I'm a vibe. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I do be like, all right, let's park it up. Park it up.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, oh, we drunk tonight, okay. So yeah. But
I don't think that's the best time to be sweaty and just a little dingy after. And then y'all probably had relations.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, we did. But I'm pretty sure, like, somewhere in somebody's Snapchat, like, deep somewhere down there, mm-hmm. like, they have those old videos I took me in the club when, in 2014, 2015, so.
That's cool. That's always a fun time. But, inhibition is a thing about nightlife, too, because truly.
No, because Anaconda had just came out, and. Yeah, we got ratchet that night, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, yeah. Funny to go to a nightclub and see everyone do, like, a lot of dances and stuff. And that's my first time watching, like, 6 to 7 videos mm-hmm. for the first time. It's very funny. Because I was like, oh, okay. Oh, that's what they're doing with this. And I heard one song for the first time. I don't love it again. They made a remix of Cha Cha Slide. They should never have made that.
No, that was trash. And then they had the audacity to play it with Saturday Night. I was like, this is still trash. Okay.
Oh, it was so gross. I was so mad. It's weird to be like sleepy, tired. Oh my God, tired, eating food. And all I want to do is sleep. And I got home, probably was knocked out. But I think that was when Drag Race first came out. So Drag Race of the UK just started.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're on episode 4, I think.
Oh, let's talk about the fact you did the Irish goodbye. Like I thought you were going to come back in the door.
Oh.
And you just gone. I was like, No, because you was looking for a trash can. And I was like, okay, well, we're going to walk out together. I went out there looking for you. I said, well, damn. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw you leaving Al Blue Orange. Yeah, I was like, damn, just Irish goodbye. Just like, nah.
I mean, that's not on purpose. The only person I was talking to was a guy that was a friend. Oh. I know he was a top. He was really cute. I was like, oh, how old are you?
Wait, the little twink they took the little.
I don't call people those titles. He was a Latinx person that was very small, and he looked just adorably attractive. No. It's cool that people have those subcultures, but I've always been like, I don't call people those titles. I don't call myself a bear.
That's surprising because he gave off bottom energy.
That's what he says. People would actually think that about me. I was like, he's like, okay. I said, have you got an L?
No, because I met people like him. I call them twinks who give off top energy, but he just gave off bottom energy to me.
I mean, for me personally, he was cute. Would I do anything with him? No. He's too old. He's too long. 23. That's the same age as my little sister. I was 8 when he was born.
And?
No.
These little
age gaps?
No. These little fucking 18-year-olds that are born in 2003. I'm like, first of all, mm-hmm. you and my baby cousin was born the same year.
Okay.
No, don't holler at me.
So you're the same age gap I have. You're 26 and they're 18, so that's 8 years, right?
Yeah, but
same
thing. I'm just sorry. Just the whole
23 to 31.
I'm just okay, but at least they're probably out of college. These are people who just graduated high school.
I mean, personally speaking, we're of a new age, so like, I will say this: they're about their life. When I say like, there's some people that I literally know that if I gave them a shot, they would do something like really naughty with me. And I've always been like, no, I work here. You work here. Ew. Co-workers and
company. Oh, no. You don't fuck co-workers.
Nights at the club that you go to. No, I don't want to sleep with no one that freak was here. It was so funny to be in a room where I was like, I feel like everyone here's a bottle.
Exactly. And my whole thing is like, I don't need you spreading my business around here, no.
I mean, and that's the weirdest thing, because you know, like, you can tell someone that frequents there and someone that was, like, there for the first time. It's where all the people, like, thought it was probably antisocial, but was like, no, I'm not. I'm just tired. I have my jacket on. I'm rocking my club. I'm rocking the place that I love to go at the most. I just did what I had to do. I had the vibes of the vibes, and I had a lot of laughs, and I just did the things. Now, I'm okay. I'm just here to support who I'm supposed to support. I'm supporting the queens, and it's it.
Okay. No, it's off topic. Is this a union suit?
Hmm?
Is this a union suit?
No.
Oh.
So, it's thermal season. If you're listening to this anywhere else, so, like, if you listen to this in a few months from now, you're like, nightlife? What are you going to talk about nightlife? It's summer. Nightlife? Not like to be any season.
Yeah.
We're in fall, so I wear thermals in the fall. And, like, these are bottles and tops, but I have a big booty. And they had a 2X and not a 3X. Sometimes I forget that I'm bigger than I act. So, like, and I have a big rump. Me having a rump makes my bottoms not go all the way up. And then my thermal top, cover my thermal bottoms, it does fit. But also, if I bend the wrong way, I'm gonna go Winnie the Pooh.
But no, the reason why I asked because it's the same color. So I was like, "Is this a union suit? You got a butt flap?" But no.
No. Okay. I told you what this is.
No, that's why. That's why I asked.
Bottom, and you said a unit suit. That's not what that is.
No, I'm saying it was the same color, so I assumed this was a union suit. So yeah.
You're not saying that properly.
No, a union suit. That's what's
a
called.
Onesie.
A union suit. That's what's
a onesie.
Called. A union suit.
It's a onesie.
It's a union suit.
Why do you keep calling it union suit? Because that's not what that means.
That's what it was called originally. Anyway, nightlife.
Okay, yeah. You can also wear a onesie when you do nasty stuff in the woods at night.
Anyway, so yeah. So for me, my nightlife has looked different over the years. Sometimes it's going out to clubs. Sometimes it's me trying to find some trade. But
trade,
yes, some trade.
You want a straight looking dude?
Trade.
Do you know
someone I find attractive?
That's not what that means. Ooh, y'all young queers.
No.
That's what trade means.
Yes.
No, trade is when a dude looks manly. And like he looks like he can pass for man, like he passes just straight. That's not the thing.
No.
That's not what you're going for.
No.
You're going for the new version. That's not what that means.
No, the new version.
No, it's just one version.
No,
you can't call someone trade. You just find someone attractive. Mm-hmm. That's not what that means. So like Drag Race fucks this up the most.
So,
and which you're a super fan of.
Yeah, that's who messes it up the most. No one on Drag Race ever comes off as straight unless you see them without speaking. You like, that's a man, Maury. And that's a man only. Like, you like, oh, look at him. But you look like, if you have that face, but you smell like, if you smell some pastries and you have that face ever, you just, yeah, you look gay. So if you look very LGBTQIA+, that means truly you're not trade. Trade has to look hard. The people I've had sex with in my past, the DL dudes that I've slept with, the father, me being a father fucker, those are trade.
Anyway, so we are saying that, yeah, nightlife can look different for people. For you, like I said, it's going out and pursuing your comedy career.
Yeah.
For me, it was more so
getting some ass
and having fun.
Okay.
So,
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, if I was younger, I will say this: I'd probably be more sexually open to sleeping with more people within my comedy scene, and also I would be more sexually open to sleeping with people at bars and stuff like that as well. It is wild to tell people most of my sex life did not consist of a bed for the longest. Like, ooh, there are steps there. Ooh, we outside. Sex now. Ooh, it's nighttime. Sex now.
Oh,
ooh,
baby. I was fucking outside of a closed Family Dollar, so you know.
I mean, but that's just one instance where it's like, picnic tables, had sex there. Steps, I had sex there. Somebody's preschool.
No.
I mean, it was nighttime, and it was a park.
They can still arrest you and charge you for being...
I mean, but it wasn't on purpose. We had sex. I was younger. We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
But
please don't do nothing near school, because they...
No, it's not.
They will put you on the sex offender list.
Technically. It wasn't, like, at school.
A preschool? Yeah, they'll put you on sex offender registry.
It was us doing what we were doing all day. Being a naughty person can change you. But, nightlife is funny. I will say, like, I hate that song, fuck, by Fun, Some Nights. Because it sounds beautiful every time, but
I thought you were talking about, what's the other one? We Are Young.
Oh, We Are Young. Same people. We Are Young. Yeah. It's a... Yeah. We Are Young is a fun song. I feel as though you can have a nightlife from 18... Okay, let's not lie. 14 to 16, most of y'all are gamer lives. And then from those people, then you start kind of like going to like clubs or sneaking in clubs from 9 to 21. Then that's the grown and sexy clubs. Then you have, like...
Baby, I don't know about you, but I was sneaking out the house at 14, so hey.
So that's what I'm saying, but I'm just being honest about, like, there's a difference of, like, culture now. There are more gamers out in the world now than there was when I was younger. Whereas, it's... A lot has changed for people for nightlife to me, because we've improved on a lot of things, and a lot of things have changed. To the point where now it's like, it's a lot of beauty and like the craziness that we do as people. And like, nightlife can now consist of you being at a low key party, a house party, and having like 65 people there that you may not know at all, to like you just having fun going downtown, watching a band play, or watching a local, you know, your locals doing what locals do. It's a fun time. I hope that you realize that you have to be safe. So, like, if you leave your drink, you can't drink that shit no more.
Oh, yeah.
If
you put down a drink and nobody's watching it. Actually, no, even if somebody's watching it.
No, don't trust them.
Don't trust it.
One person you can trust is your dude. And, like, if your dude is little sketchy looking, you can't trust him either. Your friends and
no,
stuff
the
like
only
that.
Person you can trust is yourself, okay? So, if you leave a drink, you can't drink that no more.
No.
Yeah. Or, before you leave, finish it off.
It's best to finish your drink off. Wear a condom. Please, and wrap it up. Try your best to realize, like,
Everybody wants the same thing for you. I don't want you to have one crazy night and that you have to now have a life full of regrets or have to have go to therapy because of that one time that you will just listen to us saying, you should do it. We should go out. Please go out with someone that you trust. Friendships matter. Family matters. So kind of like...
please be responsible. Like, just because you're going out having fun doesn't mean...
You get tipsy. You're getting drunk.
Yeah, it doesn't mean just going buck wild. Yeah.
And so, yeah, learn your limits over time and also know what you want to do while you're out there. Have a goal, as you said, sometimes too. Like, try your best to have one belly laugh or have that one song that you've been wanting to hear. Go out, showcase it, shake your tail feather. And within that, I hope you have a fun time in nightlife. That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. This, you can hear us on Anchor, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to rate with 5 stars. And leave us a review. Special thanks out to Anchor. You also have a Patreon. Search the Arts and Trolley Pod on Patreon. And you can $5 for Tic Tac Crew, Slim Thick for $10, and VIP Plus for $20. And that means you can talk to us and stuff like that. You can follow us on Instagram at the Art of Sexuality Pod, individually at Mr. Chef Ty, and at me at Jermaine Calando. And if you are in the neighborhood, come out to some of these shows. I frequent the Monster Cake Monday, open mics on Mondays. And that is Monster Cake in West Salem, North Carolina. On Thursdays, I'll be at the Idiot Box in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I have a lot of show dates that's happening. So, those are things. And if you are also wanting to see Tyron cut a rug or shake his tail feather from time to time, you can also come to Club Chemistry. That's in Greensboro, North Carolina. And that's it.